Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's big show, Camps Talk, Beards, Birds, and Dick Hitswater. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Coming soon from Bob and Tom Television. For years, he's been appearing in sold-out shows around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the amazing Crisco.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, my blindfold is secure. Now my lovely assistant, Stefan, will bring out the first object.
Here it is, audience.
Please, I need complete silence to concentrate. All right, Stefan, insert the object.
Here you go, Crisco.
Oh, my. All right, it feels like it's a bowling trophy. I believe it's from the year 1978. No, 79. Oh, and it's the runners-up trophy. Ladies' League, Wednesday night.
His act is like no other in show business. He's the amazing Crisco. And you won't want to miss his famous audience participation segment.
And now, this is the part of the show we like to call Stump the Rump. Sir, what is your name, please?
Dean Metcalf.
All right, Dean, do you have some sort of common object on or about your person?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, Dean, I'm going to turn around, and you know what to do.
I'd rather not.
Come on now, Dean, you've got to play along. Right, audience?
Gee, Crisco, I'm not so sure.
Now, Dean, come on. I've got my feet set.
Okey-dokey, Crisco. Here we go.
Oh, that's a toughie. Let's see. I believe it's a, yes, it's a credit card. American Express, card number 378-245-78-698-2018. Your middle initial is C. How about you, Dean?
Wow, Crisco, that's it. You sure are amazing.
All right, and here's your card back, Dean.
Tell you what, Crisco, why don't you just keep that?
He's the amazing Crisco. Coming soon to Bob and Tom Television.
And now it's time to get behind the man with the retentive mind. He's the toast of San Francisco, bottoms up.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Can you do me a favor?
I doubt it.
Do me a personal favor.
Okay, what's that?
Can you cheer up? What happened?
Did you have a bad night?
You seem really edgy and angry and quick to bore. And it's just, I don't know what your deal is today. We're all like, okay, we've got to be, we got to indulge here. We got to be all right.
Need a shoulder rub? I'll come rub your shoulders.
He's going to fly off the handle any minute.
Let me rub those shoulders.
What happened? Something happened.
Don't touch my shoulder.
This is a safe space. You can say anything.
I'll wear a mask.
Well, now, did we determine our summer camp's going to open or not? This is bothering me.
Sort of.
I just told you.
Like everything else, sort of.
What's
sort
Jason of. Voorhees going to do? No one to kill this year.
Oh. Hello, Mudda. Hello, Fada. I'm at home doing nada. Socks. Tired of it. Okay.
Parents are tired of kids. They need them to go away for a week.
I wonder what the percentage is of people who attend camp. I bet it's 20% and under. I'm on the high side.
Camp is much different than when you were a kid. Now there are week long camps. There are computer. Just because you didn't go to camp, don't ruin it. For
no,
the rest
I'm
of it.
I'm saying camping.
Sleepaway
out
camp. You mean
in the woods? Yeah, sleepaway camp. I guess
it's still fun.
5%.
Did you go to sleepaway camp, Josh?
I went to church camp, so it was maybe 3 or 4.
A lot of.
Chick, here you go.
I eagerly await how he's going to tear this memory down. Go ahead, Tom.
But it
a lot of butt play.
Oh my God.
There it is. Yeah, it was called butt play camp.
Chick, your percentage
there may
way
have
high
been, but we were cousins, so it wasn't really sexual. It was more just curiosity.
How much is it, Christy?
23% of children attended a day camp. 1% did an overnight camp.
That's who you're talking
1%.
To, 1%. 1% of people, peeps. The 1%ers.
Yeah, we were like 40, but it wasn't really churchy. It was more just canoeing and obstacle courses.
See, that's what
and,
you're supposed to do. It's fun.
Yeah.
And then butt play. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
God.
Really the only time God was.
Jesus. Mary and Joseph.
This is awful.
This is not good. See, it worked. You cheered me up.
We're back.
Hey, thank
leave,
you.
Leave a little space for the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie. How are you?
I'm good. Josh, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Good Lord put an O in cousin for a reason. Man, I gotta tell you guys, me and my new, temporary dog, Peppy, are starting to bond.
Are you?
Oh.
I never thought in 100 years I'd like a little ankle biter that yaps 24/7, but this little dude's growing on me.
Oh, that's good.
And I tell you, last week he's been real, like, he's guarding my lazy boy. And he's keeping my bass player's stoned ass out of it when I ain't around.
That's good.
And just yesterday, Boner tried sitting in it. Peppy took a big old chunk out of his Achilles tendon.
Ooh.
I swear to God. It was awesome. I heard screaming. I come running in from filling up Whiffy's kiddie pool under the carport. And Boner's just laying there, holding his foot, cussing up a storm, doing that real high-pitched thing, like Burt Reynolds laughing. It's creepy. And I'm like, don't be cursing. You know, you cussing up Peppy. I said, you know that lazy boy ain't yours. You got privileges. Now, put some Neosporin on that gash where you get the gangrene and mop up the blood for it stains the antique linoleum floor, you know?
Oh, antique linoleum.
Well, yesterday, the whole Boner debacle, after all that ended, I decided I'd get Peppy some dog training lessons.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Well, I can't just have him going around lopping off ankles all day. Mm-hmm. I mean, thank God it wasn't the FedEx man or something. And he don't need a ton of training. He's got the basics out. Like, he can sit, I mean, sort of, them two avocados for testicles. Always looks like he's floating. Anyways, I hired this dude who's supposedly a dog whisperer named Caesar Salad Milan. You've seen the commercial.
Salad. Caesar Salad.
Well, we did like an online Zoom training thing, me and Peppy and him.
Oh, that's good. How'd the training go?
Well, I see why they call him the dog whisperer, Tom. I couldn't hear a damn thing for the first 20 minutes.
Oh, why?
And then he told me I need to turn up the volume on the laptop computer that I borrowed from Boner and fix that problem.
Oh, dear.
And tell me this. How's it my fault Peppy won't stop humping my leg?
I don't know. I
mean, some of the crime's got to be placed on the Peppy.
I agree.
Yeah.
Although Patty Ferguson's always telling me I got great legs. Chick, you get that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh,
yeah. What's next? You going to tell me it's my fault he won't stop licking his crouch in front of company, too? I'm to blame for all this? Anyways, the training session didn't go as well as I'd hoped. I mean, for someone who calls themselves a dog whisperer, he was yelling at me a lot.
Huh.
So now I'm out $82. Boner's down on the Achilles tendon, and Peppy's over on the counter humping away at my mom Phyllis's antique Winnie the Pooh cookie jar. Good boy. Just get it out of your system. So Winnie likes that. Make him call you Eeyore.
Oh, man.
I gotta go.
The hell's this Crystal? When's she coming back?
I like the fact that Donnie's bonding with a little chihuahua.
Are you?
That's nice.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what he needs.
He says his chihuahua, that chihuahua's part wolf, he said.
Uh-huh.
So must be a badass. Christy Lee is at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk in the next room behind the glass, socially distanced from us.
Yep.
What have you got going over there?
Well, men sporting big full beards might be able to take a punch to the face a bit more easily, according to a story out of the New York Post.
What?
New research suggests, Chick, that facial hair might have evolved to help fight hungry humans better absorb blows to the head. This news, according to a new study published in the journal Integrative what? Integrative Organismal Biology?
Oh, hey. Oh yeah, that's a great magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ted Nugent was on the cover last
was
week.
He?
Was
he?
Organismal?
I think that organismal. Organismal, yeah.
Is that a word?
I don't think so.
So
the beard. So the beard is. Does the beard make what? Does it make the blows glance off, or does it maybe make the
cushions it a little
swelling
bit?
Show less?
Weird.
Have you seen the one of those sports that has taken off? Remember the marble races? They've been online and they have actual play-by-play guys doing the marble. I think Joe Buck, did a marble race. They have a Russian slapping competition.
Oh,
yeah. And they're insane. They slap the hell out of each other.
They really do.
It's
unbelievable.
A slap that would knock us out.
Oh,
and these guys just sit there and take
across
it.
My mother would be proud. Knock you across the room, man. Yeah, it's something else.
Yikes.
So a beard is, besides being macho, maybe from an evolutionary standpoint, part of being hit.
Mm-hmm. I always thought it was temperature and germs. That keep your face
warm.
Does
this mean that Santa Claus could, like, take on, what's his name, Conor McGregor? And
well, there's a chance, I guess.
Yeah. I'd like to see that. Yeah.
I think Santa Claus is quick. You never know.
Yeah,
a big
do.
Guy like that, it's you never know.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I bet he's agile.
He can be very agile underneath all the blubber.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly agile.
Generous guy, nice guy.
Underneath all the
That's
blubber.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
He's morbidly obese. I think if we can agree to that.
It's Santa Claus.
Definition of that is somewhat
What's wrong
suspect.
With you?
These days, controversial.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Yeah, this is Dickie Twitter filling in for Amanda Doomy, and this is some of the news. Doomy. Last week, Edward Nino Hernandez regained his title as the world's shortest man. He applied for the record and was pleased to hear that he came up short.
All right. Ease us into this, yes.
Researchers at the University of Tokyo created an inflatable bike. The bike inflates in 2 minutes and can fit in a backpack.
Yeah.
We hear the industry is really blowing up.
Boy, all right.
Wow. Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ease your way into the show.
Find your foot.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that, huh?
Yeah. Sad news for you hippies out there.
Uh-oh.
All Pier 1 furniture locations will be closing their doors for good. From now on, it looks like this reporter will be hitting up Wendell's House of Wicker down off Route 1 for all of my wicker needs.
Really?
Wendell throws in a vial of clean urine with every wicker chair purchase. So you can pass the drug test at work. You know what I'm talking about, Willie. You won't find that at Pier 1, huh? Of course, with no Pier 1, where will stay-at-home moms get their live, laugh, love sign?
Good point.
As Amazon thrives, it looks like Jeff Bezos will become the world's first trillionaire. Hey, take that, Dr. Evil. He has so much money that he can give every American $100 and still not care that you make fun of him for being bald. In Hong Kong, an ice cream shop is offering tear gas-flavored ice cream.
Saw that.
Now your kids will be crying when they don't get ice cream and when they do.
Oh, that's very good. Good
My condolences go out to the lactose intolerant. For them, every flavor of ice cream leads to tears and gas.
You know what I'm talking about, Josh.
You have a gas issue?
A strip club in Wyoming, called The Den, has reopened with the girls wearing nothing but masks. Yeah. That's good news for meth-addicted strippers with no teeth. Finally, you're catching a break.
Yep.
Smile, Galaxy.
And speaking of sex, man, those Europeans, they have it down, don't they? To stay healthy during these quarantine days, Dutch officials are advising single people to find a so-called sex buddy. For older men, they've actually supplied prescription Viagra. Now, that's a stimulus package I can get behind. And for those of you who don't have a sex buddy, one will be assigned to you. The prison system needs love, too.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I do.
I'm bitch. This is Dick Hiswater.
Oh!
This is Dick Hiswater sitting in for Amanda Doomey, and this is some other news.
Thank you, Dick. Yeah. That's a true story. The Dutch government urging you to get a sex buddy.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a press conference I'd want to see. Wouldn't that be great? You get Nancy Pelosi and Trump up there together. Well, everyone needs a sex buddy.
Has that ever happened
in the
world?
Nancy, what are you doing tonight?
I guess James Carville and that Mary, they're Republican Democrats.
Oh, sure,
They're married. I wonder if that happened. That probably doesn't happen very often.
There's another...
high profile.
There's a couple of high profile couples like that.
Yeah. It's just a shame if it doesn't happen more often. There's no reason not to love each other.
Reach
still.
Your, have your penis go across the aisle. You know.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, if your penis can go across the aisle, that, first of all,
congratulations.
Wow. Yeah, congrats. Congrats to you.
Tripping hazard. You got to put a mat over it.
Yeah, it's like an extension cord.
Yeah, right.
Place a mat over it. Yeah.
Not even Bill Clinton was capable of. Certainly some bipartisan, but where were we? I have no idea where we are.
It's a happy story. New research has shown that the last surviving species of a flightless bird, a type of rail, had gone extinct but rose from the dead thanks to a rare process called iterative evolution. Is that the word?
Iterative.
Iterative?
Ah.
I tried to figure this out. I couldn't get it. But it's this. They've got a picture of this bird that they think somehow went extinct and is back.
Did this happen naturally or did scientists
know? No.
Is that what iterative means?
You got me.
The last surviving.
Probably a spelling bee word that you'll never
ever colony of flightless rails is still found on an island in the Indian Ocean today.
Well, maybe this will help. The bird was rediscovered by the renowned Cambridge ornithologist William Dover Wellington.
Oh, sure. Wellington's very good.
Who, upon seeing the amazing creature, this flightless bird, he said, have you heard about the bird?
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. I am
beyond shocked. Are we this hard up for comedy?
All Tom's asking is, don't you know about the bird? Because
everybody's heard about the bird.
No.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Are you kidding me?
He didn't see it coming, did he?
No, he didn't. I didn't either.
No, but it's true that this bird they think was extinct. This is so complicated.
I knew it'd be
and it's not
time.
The dodo. That would be,
or a condor of some sort. Or
my goodness,
it's known as the mulligan bird. among ornithologists. I went almost an hour and 35 minutes without doing an eagle hunk.
Yes, you did.
And,
you
sure did. Got a little bird hunk in there for our bird fans out there.
Eagle King, Eagle King.
I am the Eagle King.
Eagle King.
And of course, we have our new song.
Hello there, hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there, hello there.
Oh my
hello
God. There. Hello
there. This actually leads to our special request.
Oh.
Coming up, when we come back, it's a request for the famous Chick McGee meltdown.
Excellent.
We were close today, I think, already.
The Chick McGee meltdown, one of the favorite moments on the show. If you want to reach us, please do. BobandTom@BobandTom.com is the way to get us in the world of email. And I mean world. We opened this morning with a hello from Japan. Mm-hmm. And as I said, this is kind of like when you're a kid and you get a walkie-talkie. And the first thing you do, I'm sure you and your brothers got walkie-talkies on Christmas.
Oh, we lost our minds.
And the next thing you do, you know, he's down in the basement, you're up in your room, and can you hear me check? And you got nothing to really say. I'm in the basement. That's right. I'm in my room.
Over.
That's say what we're doing over. With this with all of these radio stations.
Say over.
You're in Tokyo.
Over.
Okay, we're in continental USA. So coming up, we'll use our gigantic walkie-talkie. And we'll say a special hello to someone somewhere on Earth. And there's another way to get a hold of us, Josh. What would that be?
Oh, text us. My gosh. 888-262-8661. I get 69 cents per text.
69 cents?
He gets nothing. He's just dreaming, sadly.
You'll hear from my lawyers.
Okay. Really?
Got a raise.
Yep. Lawyers.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a laugh.
Between the two of them, they've got one law degree.
I'm laughing already. I don't even hear the ambulance.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.